This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliet Fromhold. I will be with you from now until 11 o'clock. It's our third anniversary, and I am very, very excited to be with you tonight. We have a lot of cool stuff happening. We're going to hear brand new music from Me and Mountains a little later on. They're releasing their new album later this year, and they've given us some preview tracks, so we'll check those out. But first, I am very, very excited to welcome our guest into the studio. She's going to be playing at Canal Street Tavern later tonight, along with our good friend Al Holbrook and his band, and the fabulous Jane Sachs. She is a very old friend of mine, and I am very happy to have her here. Welcome, Meg Cavanaugh.
How won't you beg me sweetly? Tell me how good you will treat me. Tell me you won't leave again like you did before. 'Cause I can't take any more. I wrote you a note. I sang you a song. It didn't take long for you to fall. After I was so bold about loving you. But now I can't think clear, oh, I wanted only to love you, dear. I just wanted you to appear as if you could care, but you never dare. You never dare. So I went underground. I hoped I would never be found. I didn't make a sound. I skipped to a new town. But you were still haunting me. Now every sleight of hand, it just makes me want to understand what you've got in your secret plans. And if you could care, but you never dare. You never dare. Walking on by my frame of man, I cannot forget you. Oh, it's all I want to do, to let go of you. Trying my best now to unwind, but I never get you. You're in the coffee I drink, you're deep within, you are the skin that I'm in. Now I can't think clear. Wanted only to love you, dear. I just wanted you to appear as if you could care, but you never dare. You never dare. there.
Meg Cavanaugh, live in the WYSO studios. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Very happy to have you here. And I know you were here this summer on excursions with Nikki, right about the time your album was being released, right?
Yes, that is what happened.
Well, for people who maybe didn't catch that interview, tell me a little bit about how you got started in songwriting. When I knew you way back when, for those that don't know, Meg and I went to high school together. You were into musical theater and you were always a singer. Were you writing songs the whole time, or was there a point as you got older that you said, songwriting is what I want to look to?
I think I started listening to a lot of Ani DiFranco as a senior in high school and feeling extremely angsty. I think I was looking for an outlet for sure. And I picked up a guitar mostly. I was hoping it would make me become more popular in the future, because I hadn't experienced very much popularity. And also I was thinking in college, you know, with the guitar, I could woo men. I was thinking there would be some wooing involved. And it worked, you know, again and again. No, but yeah, it was like that. And I was heavily influenced by Ani DiFranco and like Joni Mitchell, that kind of stuff.
And now you are a performing songwriter. Was there a point where you said, you know, I've got this guitar and the wooing men is working? But what was the point where you said, you know, this is what I want to do with my life? Was there a moment that you can sort of look to?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think everything was building up to it. Maybe I'm really happy that I'm doing it now. And I love doing musical theater, and I majored in musical theater in college as well. But something about being able to write something and use your own voice and in your own format, you know, wearing your own clothes and speaking your own message, it's really powerful. It's great.
Is there a different kind of energy or different way that you prepare for going out there and performing your own music? Can it be a different kind of nervous too, to sort of go out there and say, you know, this is something I wrote from my soul?
Yeah. Well, once you get ready to go on stage with a song, I think that I'm always proud of what I do. So I'm never like, oh, I wonder if they're going to like it, because I always assume that they will. But as far as being nervous, it's easier for me to sing my own stuff in a lot of ways, because I write it from my own voice. Whereas with a lot of, you know, stuff that's written by other people, you have to hit these notes that you're like, Jiminy Cricket, how am I going to get up there? But there is a certain element of, you know, fear, I suppose, because you are kind of all by yourself up there representing yourself. So, you know, you don't want to, there's no one to really pick you up if you screw up somehow.
Well, you've got the Musketeers Handbook out now. Mm. Are you working on another album?
Well, I've got enough songs for a new album, but I haven't started recording yet. I'm really looking forward to the next, and it's going to be a little bit of a darker country feel. I've got a band that I'm playing with in London, so we'll see. I might be recording with them. I've got an accordion player who's all over the place. I wanted to bring him here today, but he wouldn't fit in my suitcase.
Oh, bummer. Is it different when you're working with a band? Do you tackle songwriting any differently than you would if it's something that you know you're writing just for a solo performance, or have you taken solo songs and sort of had an evolution as you play them with a band? Do they change a lot from the way they originally started?
Yeah, well, so they don't change too much. I mean, the vibe changes, but the structure remains the same almost generally. But I think that, you know, I'm influenced by the way that my band plays for my songwriting. Then when I come together, you know, with a project for them, we all decide, you know, the little bits, like how we're going to end it and what should we do with this fill here and stuff. But mostly I think the song is a private process for me. And then I bring it to my band and we kind of put the icing on the cake, as it were. Yeah.
Well, can we hear another one?
Yeah, well, okay. I'll play another tune for you. I've got this new song that I just wrote, and I wrote it about the Lewis Bonfire, which is in Lewis, in
England. There's a town called Lewis. And every year they do this crazy bonfire night where they burn all these effigies of all these figures. You know, I won't really get too far into it, but apparently it's quite medieval. And there's crosses burning and people wearing hoods and firecrackers. And, you know, the country has tried to outlaw it for the longest time because it's really dangerous, but they persevere. So anyway, I wrote this song from my imagination, what I imagine it would be like to party on bonfire night in Lewis. It's called Fire in the Streets. Okay.
There's fire in the streets. There's fire in the streets. There's fire in the streets. Don't look back. You got your charcoal tears. You light your cigarette. And the smoke forms a cloud, which joins a cloud, and it hangs over your head. You're marching in a line. You're running out of time. Don't check your wires and wires. It turn it on. Watch the crosses. Watch them burning. There's fire in the street. Fire, 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 there's fire in the streets. Fire, 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 there's fire in the streets. Don't look back. It stars is just a spark of something dancing in the dark. It sits and waits and licks your feet. It can be shallow, has no retreat. No going back, combustion billows, the attack. You can't try to defend the red, 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 red. There's fire in the street. Fire, 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 there's fire in the streets. Fire, 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 there's fire in the streets. Don't look back. Smell something fried floating above us. Summer soaked in the sky, and you cannot hear the cries of fire in the streets. Ooh, fire in the streets. Oh, 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 hear the fire in the streets. Don't look back. Summer soaring in the sky, and you cannot hear the cries of fire in the streets. Ooh, yeah, fire in the streets. Oh, oh, no, no, oh, yeah, fire in the streets. Don't look back.
Meg Kavanaugh live in the WYSO studios. She's playing tonight at Canal Street Tavern along with Jane Sachs and Al Holbrook. And you're playing a couple other gigs while you're in town, right?
I am playing other gigs, yeah. I am definitely playing. I'm playing two gigs up in Cincinnati. The 6th I'm playing at Sitwell's Coffee Shop. The 8th I'm playing at Bag of Boudin's. Sitwell's I'm going to be playing with Kevin Milner.
Oh, very nice.
Very talented lad. And Richard Ringer up at Baba Boudin's on the 8th, and then I'm playing A Taste of Wine on the 14th, and actually, Juliet, I am playing Alter High School on the 13th.
Oh my goodness.
To the children.
Oh, that's got to be an interesting experience.
Yeah, I'll just, you know, make sure to tell them not to get involved with the music industry if they can so help it.
Well, so in that vein, what is it like coming back to your hometown and your home community and bringing, you know, your music back when you've, you know, been spending time in London and playing with a band and all of this stuff? What's it like to sort of bring this home?
It's amazing. It's like you run off to another city and you like make all these little projects and then you come back and it's like show and tell. You're like, look, I did this. It's really fun. Yeah, it's great to be back. I love it here.
And what do you have planned for the future as far as when you get back to London? Are you going to be playing gigs there or concentrating on writing and recording or a little of both?
Oh, yeah. The gigs never stop. I mean, you know, there's always something coming up and we play out all the time and I host a lot of music nights as well. So it's a huge part of my life. It, you know, I can't just stop, unfortunately, and like run up to a cabin and record. But yeah, we'll be working towards, you know, doing the music and also playing a lot of live shows, which is just the most fun of all. So it's great up there. You should come. Come to London.
Kaleidoscope road trip to London.
Yeah, that would be great. Do it.
That would be fun.
Yeah, you can stay on my couch. You and all the listeners.
Perfect. Well, have you found any differences in the music scene in London versus the music scene in the U.S., either in Dayton or in other cities where you've played? Is there a difference in the way audiences approach live music? Or,
well, I think that the competition is quite stiff in London. There's a heavy saturation of talent as there is in New York City. I mean, there's just tons of people. But then, you know, I don't know. It can be quite the same as far as just the style of music is concerned. You're getting everything, you know, you're getting heavy stuff and folky stuff and bluesy stuff. Just it spans across the board. So I'd say just mostly the amount of musicians is quite a bit between London and New York. There's not a huge difference. I wouldn't say the scene is quite big.
Do you find that being in a big scene like that and a very diverse scene helps sort of foster creativity and challenge you to expand your own horizons as a player?
Yeah, it's absolutely motivating, you know, and just the energy of a city as well just kind of keeps you inspired and keeps you going. Tons of free art all the time and, you know, a lot of people that are completely into collaboration. So, yeah, it's all inspiration. It all just comes at you.
Well, if people want to keep up with you, the next album, whenever it's ready, and any dates that you have, you know, either here or if we happen to have any overseas listeners who want to come see you in London, where can they go online?
Oh, well, www.megcavanaugh.com. They can check out what's going on, shows that are coming up. And also, you can just sign up to my mailing list right on my website, and then I can just let you know whatever's going on. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Check it out.
And we'll put a link up on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We'll get links up to Meg's music and you can keep tabs on what she's doing there. Do you want to play one more for me?
Sure. Yeah, I'll play another one. Let's see. I will play. I wrote this tune about my husband who's actually in the studio right now. I'm looking at him.
So. And there's a delay. I don't think he's caught that yet.
Yeah, maybe not. But anyway, I'll be playing this tonight at Canal Street Tavern, and April Angel will be singing backup vocals. It will be wonderful. So come on down if you get a chance. This tune is called Shots.
As I weed myself out of the coffee and the beer, and I steer to your corner in the sky, I'll be stripped of my crutches and carrying muskets to hail down a fire in the sky. And I'll shoot you a pretty one, witty one, one that I love. You good boy, you're mine. And you'll keep it forever, and with your affection we'll grow richer like a mellow red wine. And you can call the shots if I can wake up to you in the morning, my love, my pretty one, you good boy of mine. And if the hustle and the bustle start wearing you down, we can find a slower pace. 'Cause I've been tripping over my heels anyway, following traffic signs, looking for your face. And I can chase all the freckles, the moles and the hairs that make up your pathway to me. Or just get all distracted by the flowers reacting to stare as you walk down the street. And you can call the shots. If I can wake up to you in the morning, my love, my pretty one, you good boy of mine. And if I never let go, now would that be alright? If I held on to you until late in the night, my friends, they laugh at me, I couldn't care less. Cause there's you and there's me, so forget all the rest. Oh, there's you and there's me, so forget all the rest. My pretty one, you good boy of mine. As I weed myself out of the coffee and the beer, and I steer to your quarter in the sky, I'll be stripped of my crutches and carrying muskets to hail down a fire in the sky. And you can call the shots. If I can wake up to you in the morning, my love, my pretty one, you good boy of mine.
It's Meg Kavanaugh live in the WYSO studios. Check her out at Canal Street Tavern tonight with Jane Sachs and Al Holbrook. Meg, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, too.
Check her out, Canal Street Tavern, tonight. We're going to have more music coming up on the third anniversary of Kaleidoscope on WYSO.